Imagine a world where your glasses translate a foreign language in real time or guide you through unfamiliar streets with digital overlays. Google just gave us a glimpse into that future, showcasing prototype Android XR glasses powered by Gemini that promise to blend the digital and physical worlds seamlessly. This isn't just about seeing information, it's about experiencing it directly in your field of view, making every interaction more intuitive and integrated. This is TSL, Bite-sized, your daily AI news brief for Saturday, May 23rd, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from TechCrunch, which reported on Google's impressive demonstration of its prototype Android XR glasses. These aren't just fancy spectacles. They're designed to overlay Gemini-powered information directly into your field of view, offering real-time translation, navigation, and other contextual data. Think about walking through a foreign city and seeing street signs instantly translated, or getting directions projected onto the pavement in front of you, all without pulling out your phone. According to TechCrunch, the integration of Google's Gemini AI is key, allowing these glasses to understand context and provide relevant information dynamically, making them a powerful tool for daily life and travel. This move signifies Google's continued push into augmented reality, aiming to create a truly immersive and helpful computing experience that could fundamentally change how we interact with digital information and the world around us. While still in the prototype phase, these Gemini-powered AR glasses represent a significant step towards a future where AI assistance is literally always in sight, enhancing our perception and understanding of our environment. Next up, the music industry is embracing AI in a big way, as Spotify and Universal Music Group have struck a groundbreaking deal that could redefine fan engagement. TechCrunch reports that this new partnership will allow Spotify premium subscribers to create AI-generated song covers and remixes using Universal Music Group's extensive catalog. Crucially, the agreement ensures that participating artists will receive a share of the revenue generated from these fan-weighed AI creations, addressing long-standing concerns about artist compensation in the age of generative AI. This collaboration marks a significant step towards legitimizing AI's role in creative expression within the music industry, providing a structured framework for both innovation and fair compensation. It opens up new avenues for fan creativity and artist revenue, potentially transforming how music is consumed, remixed, and shared across the platform while setting a precedent for future AI-driven content agreements. Shifting gears to the startup scene, a relatively secretive company named Hark has just made headlines by raising an astounding $700 million in Series A funding. According to TechCrunch, Hark is developing what it calls a universal AI interface, with plans to release its first multimodal models this summer. These models are expected to power a personal AI platform designed to seamlessly integrate with existing products and services, aiming to create a unified AI experience across various devices and applications. The company also announced intentions to follow up its software release with dedicated hardware devices built specifically to leverage these advanced AI systems. This massive investment signals strong investor confidence in Hark's vision to create a foundational, pervasive AI layer that could simplify our digital interactions and connect disparate technologies, potentially becoming a central hub for personal AI. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is once again looking to the future, predicting a colossal new market opportunity for his company. TechCrunch reports that Huang believes the next big thing for NVIDIA will be CPUs specifically designed for AI agents, a market he estimates to be worth a staggering $200 million. This forecast indicates a strategic expansion for NVIDIA beyond its dominant position in GPUs for AI training and inference, signaling a move into the processing core of autonomous AI systems.
Huang's vision suggests that as AI agents become more sophisticated and ubiquitous, there will be an immense demand for specialized central processing units optimized for their unique computational needs. This potential $200 billion market for AI agent CPUs represents a significant new frontier for NVIDIA, solidifying its role not just as a hardware provider for AI development, but as a key enabler for the next generation of intelligent, autonomous software. In a quick hit, OpenAI is expanding its global footprint by opening its first applied AI lab outside the United States in Singapore. Artificial Intelligence News reported that this new lab is part of a partnership with Singapore's Ministry of Digital Development and Information, backed by a commitment of over 300 million Singaporean dollars. The initiative, dubbed OpenAI for Singapore, aims to foster local AI talent and drive innovation in the region, marking a significant international expansion for the AI research powerhouse. Before I let you go, there are a couple of things to keep an eye on in the coming weeks. The high-stakes trial between Elon Musk and Sam Altman over OpenAI's founding mission, as reported by The Verge, continues to unfold and could have significant implications for the future direction of AI development.
Also, keep an ear out for Hark's promised release of its first multimodal models this summer, which could offer a glimpse into their universal AI interface vision. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Saturday, May 23rd, 2026. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI insights and updates. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow for more bite-sized AI news.